The NBA may have been trounced in the TV ratings by The Sopranos last weekend. Meanwhile, this week, the final season of another acclaimed HBO series is out on DVD. Deadwood tells the story of an old outlaw camp, and it does so with language best described as colorful. Some viewers have wondered whether Wild Bill Hickok and his buddies really used such vulgarities. South Dakota Public Radio's Charles Michael Ray checked in with historians in real-life Deadwood.
If you've seen the first season of HBO's Deadwood, you'll know the scene where Wild Bill Hickok tells off Jack McCall. If you haven't seen it, insert the worst four-letter word you can possibly think of whenever you hear a beep.
That dropped eye of yours looks like the hood on a to me, Jack. When you talk, your mouth looks like a moving.
I ain't gonna get no gunfight with you, Hickok.
But you will run your mouth at me. And I will take it to play poker.
So did the founding fathers of Deadwood really use these kinds of words? Mary Kopko, curator of the Adams Museum, which is located in the heart of historic Deadwood, says the short answer to this question is...
Yes, Deadwood was a very profane place. All mining camps were very profane.
Kopko claims to be the only historian to have ever been bleeped on the History Channel. She says in 1873, the Comstock Act made it illegal to write profane words. Kopko says this makes research into the use of profanity of the time more difficult. But she says all of the words in the HBO series were present back in the 1870s when Deadwood was founded. She adds, though, that they may not have been used in exactly the same way. In the end, the question still remains. Why did the miners swear so much?
Well, the miners just about couldn't talk. If they couldn't be profane, they couldn't express all the ideas that they needed to.
Jerry Bryant is the research curator for the Adams Museum. His long white beard gives him a funny resemblance to an early gold miner. Bryant has studied letters written from Deadwood that describe the language of the miners. He also spent 25 years in the Navy, and he's come to compare life in early Deadwood to his time as a young man on an aircraft carrier.
And I heard words and learned new applications for words that I had never imagined coming from a cornfield in Iowa. And, you know, they're the same aspects. You have people from all walks of life on the aircraft carrier, the same as you do in a mining camp. And they're actually geographically pretty well contained in this gulch.
So putting a large group of men in a confined space will bring about some swearing. But Mary Kopko says there's even more to it. She says profanity acted like a pressure relief valve in a lawless town where many men were competing for a limited resource, gold.
So the use of profanity is highly underrated in some cases in terms of diffusing a very volatile situation. Profanity prevents violence.
There was still plenty of violence in early Deadwood, and today gambling is still legal here. It's this history that brings fans of the series to the town. The city saw a spike in tourism when the HBO series began, and Kopko says while some locals question the use of profanity in the TV series, they still welcome the tourists the same way the character Al Swearengen does on the show.
Welcome to Deadwood!
For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.